The hen standing in the yard was certainly not a small thing, and when Mr. Cranky saw it, he started jumping about as though something was burning his feet. "Great heavens!" he cried, waving his arms. "What's this? What happened? Where'd it come from? It's a giant hen! Who did it?"
"I did," George said.
"Look at me!" Grandma shouted from the rooftop. "Never mind the hen! What about me?"
Mr. Cranky looked up and saw Grandma.
"Shut up, Grandma!" he said.
It didn't seem to surprise him that the old girl was sticking up through the roof. It was the hen that excited him. He had never seen anything like it. But then, who had?
"It's fantastic!" Mr. Cranky shouted, dancing round and round. "It's colossal! It's gigantic! It's tremendous! It's a miracle!"
"How'd you do it, George?"
George started telling his father about the magic medicine. While he was doing this, the big brown hen sat down in the middle of the yard and went quack. Everyone stared at it. When it stood up again, there was a brown egg lying there. The egg was the size of a football.
"That egg would make scrambled eggs for 20 people," Mrs. Cranky said.
"George!" Mr. Cranky shouted. "How much of this medicine have you got?"
"Lots," George said. "There's a big saucepan full in the kitchen, and this bottle here's nearly full."
"Come with me," Mr. Cranky yelled, grabbing George by the arm. "For years and years I've been trying to breed bigger and bigger animals. Bigger bulls for beef, bigger pigs for pork, bigger sheep for mutton."
They went to the pigsty first. George gave a spoonful of medicine to the pig. The pig blew smoke from its nose, then jumped about all over the place. Then it grew and grew.
"George! Get me a cup of tea this minute, you idle little beast!"
"Don't listen to the old goat," Mr. Cranky said.
"But we can't leave her up there, Dad," George said. "What if it rains?"
"George!"
Grandma yelled.
"Oh, you horrible little boy! You disgusting little worm! Fetch me a cup of tea at once and a slice of currant cake!"
"We'll have to get her out, Dad," George said. "She won't give us any peace if we don't."
Mrs. Cranky came outside and she agreed with George.
"She's me own mother," she said.
"She's a pain in the neck," Mr. Cranky said.